last year when your family received the NEA award, how did that make you feel?
Oh, it didn't make a difference to me, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm not a jazz master. 51 years old. I'm still learning how to play. I'm happy for my dad. He was very excited. But the whole thing was kind of humorous, you know. Phil Woods wasn't going to come and protest. People were talking about it. Jason Marsalis is not a jazz master. And a couple of people I talked to when I did interviews, I said, well, you know, man, this shit is never really about that anyway. I said, I think I said it at the interview when they asked me. I said, so my neighbors, congratulations on winning the Jazz Masters Award, man. You know, that's great. Where'd you hear about it? Oh, I saw it on CNN. Oh, I saw it on Fox News. Came in a little thing on the bottom, a little ticker at the bottom. I said, do you know who Phil Woods is? Nah, who's that? You know who Milt Jackson is? Nah, I don't know. I said, so, yeah, they could have played it by the book and they could have just let my dad get it. And got some other people to get it. All the other people that got it. But as soon as you put the family together, it gets on the ticker. Now there's a whole bunch of people who have actually heard of the Jazz Masters that have actually never heard of it before. Will it help in the long run? Probably not. Who knows? But it will help a lot more. It has more potential than what was going on before it. So this is kind of where the rubber meets the road. You know, you have a bunch of guys who are having a semantic argument about who deserves it rather than understanding the larger picture of why it was done in the first place.